This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What it always has mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Friday, January the 10th of 2025, day 355th of the year. And why do I want to get to the end of this thing already? It's day 10. There's 355 days left. And that's like the third time this week that I've said pretty much the same thing. So there you go. Anyway, so it's day 300 and nothing because it's day 10. See, I almost said it again. So there you go. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
I guess when you get obsessed with a concept, you just stick with it as much as you can. It's kind of the way that it goes. So how are you? How has the last 24 hours been in regards of everything going on? I will tell you, me personally, I had a conference that I was in that was supposed to be yesterday for 4 hours. Then it got changed to 5 hours and ended up being closer to 6. That's me personally. I'm supposed to do that thing again today and tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. And yes, I did say tomorrow. And yes, I am aware tomorrow is Saturday. So yeah, a lot of stuff. So if you're new here, our show consists of talking about safety in the news, news and safety. This is kind of the world of the stuff that we do, is the way that everything happens and we talk about stuff. So there you go. So with that being said, now you know what our show is about. We bring in some professional broadcasters that come in and talk about everything that they see going on in regards of the world itself, because that's the way that it goes. Outside of that, if you want to interact with the show, you go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com, and they'll get everything moving and grooving for you. It is Freeform Friday, so that means that everything we didn't get to talk about earlier in the week, we try to play catch up with. In regards to going back and forth and talking about everything that is going on. Yeah, that's just kind of the way that it goes. So with that being said, if you're ready, I'm ready, and we can start talking about what in the hell was trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the end of the end, Oregon law enforcement cleans up a drug legalization mess, and a distraught woman confronts Gavin Newsom. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, more celebs evacuate, and Tom Holland releases a non-alcoholic line of beer. Huh? Okay. Well, I would so say something, but let's just leave it at that. And also, a talent battle unfolds behind the scenes at ABC, and Tom Brady, his time with Fox may be over. Yeah, I think because if he has ownership inside of the Las Vegas team, I think that might be, might have to call it to an end, but that's neither here nor there. And also, Meghan Markle finds synergy. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So with it being Freeform Friday, we're going to unload a plethora of news coming your general direction. Yeah, because that's what it is. It's going to be news on top of news on top of news. So if you're good with that, we're good to go. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we go through the whole rigmarole of everything happening. By the way, here in Florida, currently 38 degrees. Yeah, I know. 6 degrees to freezing. That's kind of where we're at today. Yeah, kind of one of those weird things that happens from time to time. So this stuff to talk about. So with that being said, let's go ahead and bring in our people from Feature Story News. Let them tell you about what the hell's going on inside of the news world, because that's important.
Here is the news on the Rosen R Safety Show.
Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Ashan Garg. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that some 4,000 North Korean soldiers have been killed or wounded while fighting alongside Russian troops against Ukraine. He added that Russia turning to North Korea shows the weakness of President Vladimir Putin. Rebecca Bunden reports.
Zelensky made the comments while addressing an international conference at a U.S. base in western Germany, which brought together delegates from Europe and the U.S. He was referring to North Korean soldiers fighting in the western Russian region of Kursk, where Ukraine's military has been launching a cross-border incursion, saying that thousands of North Korean soldiers have been killed or injured so far. This comes as there are growing concerns among Western countries about Russia's strengthening relationship with North Korea, and after North Korea earlier this week launched a missile test which it said was a new hypersonic intermediate range missile designed to strike remote targets in the Pacific. Rebecca Bund in Tokyo.
Chinese President Xi Jinping will send a high-level envoy in his place to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration, according to the Financial Times newspaper. Trump had extended the invitation to Xi, but experts said it would have been unprecedented for a leader of China to attend a U.S. presidential inauguration and called it political theater. Laura Westbrook has more.
According to the report, Beijing said the high-level official would attend the inauguration on January 20th instead of President Xi Jinping and would hold talks with China's team. The official could be Hung Zheng, a vice president who sometimes stands in for Xi in ceremonial roles, while another option was Foreign Minister Wang Yi. The report said some Trump advisers wanted Tsai Chi, a member of the Politburo Standing Committee, seen as wielding much more power than Hung and Wang, in his capacity as Xi's right-hand man. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The United Nations is warning more than 125,000 Syrian refugees are facing desperate conditions as they return to their home country. The UN's refugee agency, UNHCR, says many people have arrived back in Syria following last month's fall of the Assad regime, but families find themselves with little shelter and few economic prospects. Sally Patterson reports from New York.
More than 1 million refugees have flowed back into the country, but what they face there is hardly a dream come true. Syria's brutal war has led to a devastating humanitarian crisis. UN figures show nearly 15 million Syrians require health services, 13 million face acute food insecurity, and many have no shelter while battling winter conditions. United Nations officials say they need $73.2 million over the next 6 months to support displaced people. Officials are calling on the international community to act, warning it's time now to turn words into actions.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, will the devastating wildfires in California have an impact on the debate over climate change in the United States? No president has prioritized the battle against global warming like Joe Biden, and equally few political leaders have been as dismissive of the threat it presents like Donald Trump.
If you ask the American public, an overwhelming majority believe that climate change is happening.
Former Obama administration official Nat Kehone heads the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions, which promotes a more rapid move to net zero.
Climate is polarized, just like almost everything is right now in American politics. On the Democratic side, you have overwhelming majorities of Democratic voters who say this is a top priority. In 2020, Joe Biden was elected in part on the strength of his commitments on climate change. So you have a Democratic Party that sees this, where the voters see this as a priority. I think many of the voters on the Republican side also understand the importance of climate change. It's the leadership. It's not everybody in the Republican Party. We're an organization that looks to work with folks in both parties. There are Republican members of Congress who understand the importance of climate, but the leadership, and certainly Donald Trump, is not among them.
The president-elect has so far blamed Governor Gavin Newsom of California, a Democrat, for the crisis, and has shown no indication of embracing the view that global warming has played a role. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio, and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here. But for now, that is the latest Feature Story News. Ishan Garg reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month, and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Mr. Safety Training, old, stale, and hacked. Mr. Safety Trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part-
part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladder.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big. USA, Canada.
Okay, here we are back doing our thing, no doubt about that, as we are hanging out on this lovely Friday. Yeah, I don't know why it's lovely, but it's lovely for some people, so there you go. Anyway, so let's get into it, because there's a lot of stuff to talk about, no doubt about that. So today the Supreme Court will hear the argument whether the law forcing to shut down or sell TikTok is constitutional. Follow up after Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary said earlier this week that he's part of an investment group to buy the package. One of his co-investors, Frank McCourt, announced that the group has assembled all of the resources to make a formal bid. While the exact dollar value has not been publicized, McCourt group has brought together financing in private equity funds, private family offices, and big spenders with big checkbooks, plus debt financing from a undisclosed bank described as one of the largest in the country. By keeping the platform alive without relying on the current TikTok algorithm and avoiding a ban, millions of Americans can continue to enjoy the platform. We look forward to working with ByteDance, President-elect Trump, and the incoming administration to get the deal done, the group said in a statement. This is according to NBC News. So what do you think? I mean, I have never, ever, 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 or should I say,
ever
heard of something, you know, being this important to people of, hey, you know, we need TikTok. I mean, if it's sold, if it's shut down, life goes on, dear John. Because if it is, let's see, a public security issue based on the current regime, is it really something worth keeping hold of? I'm just asking because I just want to have a better understanding because I'm kind of dumb when it comes to a lot of this stuff. So there you go. Anyway, space race continues. Jeff Bezos' space company Blue Origin will launch its own semi-reusable rocket overnight tonight at Cape Canaveral if all goes as planned. The launch was already delayed earlier today due to weather concerns, but a new launch window opens around midnight. Like SpaceX, Falcon Heavy rocket New Glenn's booster section is designed to be reusable and will land on a floating recovery pad, though it has about half the payload capacity to go around the orbit as the SpaceX counterpart does. If successful, the rocket will deploy the Blue Origin Ring Pathfinder and an innovative prototype that the Blue Origin describes as space truck. And able to carry and transform payloads between other satellites in orbit, as well as manage and transfer data. This is according to Gizmodo. So, let's talk about some of this stuff, because it gets interesting. If we're getting to these places now of reusable rockets, how's that going to work? Like, are we going to get to a portion where we're going to go, okay, we're going to go to Saturn, and then now we're going to go from Saturn to Jupiter? So, I mean, I am just trying to figure this out. Is that the plan in the long run? I would imagine that it has to be. And how is that going to work overall? I mean, like, what all are we going to have? Because you're going to have to send one, then to try to send it back later, but something else has to meet up with it. I mean, I can only imagine the total cluster it's going to be.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, you know how it goes, so there you go. Anyways, new subscribers think that the newly added Nicolas Cage flick is the best performance. First released back in 2021, Pig features Cage as a lone truffle hunter living in the wilderness who is forced to confront his past after his beloved pig is stolen. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 97% rating. So I guess if you're on the lookout for something this weekend, there you go. Also in some other news, Morgan Wallen's Dangerous, the double album, topped Billboard's top 200 album of the 21st century chart. Debuting at number one in January of 2021, the album remained on the top through the end of March of that year, becoming the first that spent the first 10 weeks in the spot since Whitney Houston's 1987 album, Whitney. Wallen's latest album, One More Thing at a Time, is number 6 on the list. This is according to Billboard. So we talked about this earlier, so let's talk about it now. Tom Brady's time as the analyst at Fox Sports is maybe coming to an end. The former quarterback is said to be running the Las Vegas Raiders full-time next season, compromising his ability to analyze NFL games, according to several sports insiders. Brady is in the first season of a 10-year deal worth $375 million as a Fox Sports lead analyst. This is according to Daily Mail. So you must have a lot of belief on what the hell's going to go on inside of the other section if you are willing to do that, that's for sure. So think about that for a hot moment as we are talking. Anyway, take a listen to this because we talked about it at the top of the hour. A California woman has gone viral for confronting Governor Gavin Newsom and demanding answers about the state and will help her rebuild her life after her community was burned to the ground. In the video captured by Britain Sky News, the unidentified woman is wearing an N95-style mask and runs up to Newsom, who at first tries to dismiss her with questions by saying that he's on the phone with President Joe Biden. When she asks him if she can listen to the call, Newsom says that he's not actually on the line with the president and that he's looking for signal. When she offers to help him get a signal, he continues to stall. When he says that that he'd do whatever he can to help, she declares, "But you're not." So it's kind of an interesting one. So let's see if we can get that over here to you real quick, because, you know, it's always a good time when we get to, you know, do some things out of the ordinary here. So let's take a look around and see if we can pull some stuff up over here. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, let's do this. So let's go.
I live here, Governor. That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him, I promise.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
I'm sorry. There's literally, I've tried five times. That's why I'm walking around to make the
call.
Why
is the president not taking your call?
Because it's not going through. So
why?
I have to get cell service.
So let's get it. Let's get it. I want to be here when you call the president.
I appreciate it. I'm doing that right now. And it's to immediately get reimbursements, individual assistance, and to help you. I'm devastated for you. I'm so sorry, especially for your daughter. I have four kids losing the school.
Everyone who went to school there, they lost their homes. They lost two homes because they were living in one and building another. Governor, please tell me, what are you going to do with the president right now?
We're getting the resources to help rebuild. We're getting
Why
the
was
resources.
There no
this seems pretty interesting in regards to how this is being approached, but let's continue a little bit more here.
Water in the hydrants,
that's
Governor.
That's all literally.
Is it going to be different next time?
It has to be. To be. Of course.
What are you going to do?
I'm doing everything.
To fill the hydrants. I would fill them up personally. You know that.
I literally have.
I would fill up the hydrants myself. But would you do that?
I would do whatever I can.
But you're not! I see the... Do you know there's water dripping over there, Governor? There's water coming out there. You can use it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to make the call to address everything I can right now, including making sure people
are
safe.
I'd like to make sure you do. Can I have an opportunity to at least tell people you're doing what you're saying you're doing?
Thank you.
Could somebody have a contact? Can I have your contact information?
Yes, right now.
Thank you.
Very interesting. I mean, I don't know. Let's be honest here about a couple of things there. I'd be kind of freaked out in regards of some lady chasing me down in regards of wanting to talk. I mean, and I understand that some of these things are devastating and what's going on, but that's weird. Like, that's weird. And I don't know, because the way that it's approached, it's like, it does not feel genuine. I mean, I'm just saying my opinion, and I think that's kind of why you're here. But yeah, it's kind of a weird one. That is for sure, no doubt.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
What a weird time. Anyways, Oregon course corrections to fix its misguided drug legalization policy continues. The newly sworn-in district attorney of Multnomah County, which contains Portland, promised in a press conference this week to prosecute drug use on public transit to the full extent of the law, including nearly 1 year in jail and one-year sentences and fines of over $6,000. In the statement of what should be obvious, DA Nathan Vasquez said that every rider of public transportation has the right to breathe air that is not polluted with fentanyl or illegal smoke. Okay, what if it's legal smoke? The county sheriff's added that the press briefing that the police would have zero tolerance for people using drugs on the city transit lines. Okay, so this is according to the Post Millennial. So here's a list, TSA top list of the most unusual fines from 2024. Are we ready? Because it's going to be a doozy. Okay, at number 10, marijuana stuffed inside of a jar of peanut butter in Asheville Regional Airport. At number 9, knife in a shoe in Williamsburg International Airport. At number 8, disassembled gun in a box of Legos in Newark Liberty International Airport. Number 7, butcher knife in a laptop in Seattle Tacoma International Airport. And number 6, vape inside of a tube of toothpaste, Chicago Midway International Airport. And number 5, gun wrapped in tinfoil inside of a teapot in Portland, Oregon. Yeah, that's the Portland International Airport. And number 4, meth inside crutches at Portsmouth International Airport. And number 3, live snakes in a passenger's pants. Hold on. What kind of, well, hold on. Hopefully it wasn't a trouser snake. That was Miami International Airport. And number two, replica explosives made out of a walkie-talkie. That was in El Paso International Airport. And at the number one spot inside of William Hobby Airport, just in case, that is in good old Houston. You ready? A gun in a baby stroller. Yep. You have to leave it there in regards of things going on, because what else would you expect? Because, hey, that's this kind of the stuff that happens from time to time, I guess. So there you go. What a crazy time. Anyways, take a listen to this. The stock markets were closed on Thursday as part of the National Day of Mourning declared for the death of former President Jimmy Carter. West Texas Intermediate closed at $74 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $77 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.06 on Thursday, and Bitcoin slid and continued on Thursday, down nearly 3%, trading just around $92,300. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $77 million jackpot or $34.1 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $263 million jackpot or $117.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Anyways, take a listen to this. Pam Anderson says that her relationship with ex Tommy Lee has grown cold. I mean, if you're not together, wouldn't it be cold? She told Andy Cohen on his satellite radio show that we used to talk a lot more. Not recently, unfortunately, but you know, I wish that we did have a better rapport right now. She added that her younger son, who shares with Lee, is engaged and they'll both be grandparents. On a hopeful note, she said, I'll be okay. Eventually, it's just a kind of a moment right now. This is according to Page Six. I mean, I don't know of a lot of people sustaining a relationship with their ex after they're no longer together, especially in the way that they were no longer together. I mean, I'm just saying. So I don't know. Just something to think about. Anyways, take a listen to this one. After quitting alcohol in January of 2022, Tom Holland set out to create a non-alcoholic line so he could still enjoy some brews with friends. Last October, he announced his brand Barrow would soon be released. This week, it was revealed that Holland's new brew will be available for purchase at Target stores nationwide. This is according to People magazine. Is that really a thing? I didn't realize that people did that. That people drink non-alcoholic beers. Like, I kind of am slightly confused. Like, I kind of feel that it defeats the purpose of drinking. But, I mean, if you're trying to blend in, I guess you do you. I mean, do whatever the hell you need to do. So there you go. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Normally, we would do a main story, but it is Freeform Friday, so let's go.
Here is the news on the Rosenthal Safety Show.
Story news in New Delhi, I'm Ashan Garg. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that some 4,000 North Korean soldiers have been killed or wounded while fighting alongside Russian troops against Ukraine. He added that Russia turning to North Korea shows the weakness of President Vladimir Putin. Rebecca Bunden reports.
Zelensky made the comments while addressing an international conference at a US base in Western Germany, which brought together delegates from Europe and the US. He was referring to North Korean soldiers fighting in the western Russian region of Kursk, where Ukraine's military has been launching a cross-border incursion, saying that thousands of North Korean soldiers have been killed or injured so far. This comes as there are growing concerns among Western countries about Russia's strengthening relationship with North Korea, and after North Korea earlier this week launched a missile test which it said was a new hypersonic intermediate range missile designed to strike remote targets in the Pacific. Rebecca Bund in Tokyo.
Chinese President Xi Jinping will send a high-level envoy in his place to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration, according to the Financial Times newspaper. Trump had extended the invitation to Xi, but experts said it would have been unprecedented for a leader of China to attend a U.S. presidential inauguration and called it political theater. Laura Westbrook has more.
According to the report, Beijing said the high-level official would attend the inauguration on January 20th instead of President Xi Jinping and would hold talks with China's team. The official could be Hang Zheng, a vice president who sometimes stands in for Xi in ceremonial roles, while another option was Foreign Minister Wang Yi. The report said some Trump advisers wanted Tsai Chi, a member of the Politburo Standing Committee, seen as wielding much more power than Hung and Wang in his capacity as Xi's right-hand man. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The United Nations is warning more than 125,000 Syrian refugees are facing desperate conditions as they return to their home country. The UN's refugee agency, UNHCR, says many people have arrived back in Syria following last month's fall of the Assad regime, but families find themselves with little shelter and few economic prospects. Sally Patterson reports from New York.
More than a million refugees have flowed back into the country, but what they face there is hardly a dream come true. Syria's brutal war has led to a devastating humanitarian crisis. UN figures show nearly 15 million Syrians require health services, 13 million face acute food insecurity, and many have no shelter while battling winter conditions. United Nations officials say they need $73.2 million over the next 6 months to support displaced people. Officials are calling on the international community to act, warning it's time now to turn words into actions.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, will the devastating wildfires in California have an impact on the debate over climate change in the United States? No president has prioritized the battle against global warming like Joe Biden, and equally, few political leaders have been as dismissive of the threat it presents like Donald Trump.
If you ask the American public, an overwhelming majority believe that climate change is happening.
Former Obama administration official Nat Kehone heads the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions, which promotes a more rapid move to net zero.
Climate is polarized, just like almost everything is right now in American politics. On the Democratic side, you have overwhelming majorities of Democratic voters who say this is a top priority. In 2020, Joe Biden was elected in part on the strength of his commitments on climate change. So you have a Democratic Party that sees this, where the voters see this as a priority. I think many of the voters on the Republican side also understand the importance of climate change. It's the leadership. It's not everybody in the Republican Party. We're an organization that looks to work with folks in both parties. There are Republican members of Congress who understand the importance of climate. But the leadership, and certainly Donald Trump, is not among them.
The president-elect has so far blamed Governor Gavin Newsom of California, a Democrat, for the crisis, and has shown no indication of embracing the view that global warming has played a role. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here. But for now, that is the latest Feature Story News. Ishan Garg reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses our articulate over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service. Anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information,
lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Rio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, you are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show, no doubt there. Yeah, we are doing our thing. Currently 44 minutes past the top of the hour. And if you want to take a listen to this little song right here, it's called Set It On Fire by Saints of Valerie. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Yeah, some things to take a listen to if you're so encouraged to do so. Yep, we would like to thank Saints of Valerie for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. That is for sure. So thanks for hanging out with us on this lovely Friday. Let's talk real quick about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now. Things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you actually get there, all you need to do is go to the section that says Find Help. You will be given information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few things. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff that's going on inside of the world, because that is what we do. Let's talk about some new movies coming out. Take a listen to this. The Last Showgirl, glamour showgirl, must plan for her future when her show abruptly closes after 30 years. That one comes out today. It is rated R and considered a drama. Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, a big Nick closing in on Donnie, who is embroiled in the treacherous world of diamond thieves, the infamous Panther Mafia, as they plot the massive heist. That comes out today, rated R as well. Also, Better Man, based on the true story of meteoric rise, a dramatic fall, and remarkable resurgence of British pop star Robbie Williams. That one's rated R as well. Comes out today. So there you go. Some stuff for the movies if you're so inclined to do so. Also, take a listen to this. This is the month that thousands of people dread, and it's not because of the Christmas credit card bills are coming. It's the dry January. When many challenge themselves to lay off the booze for the entire month. The Dry January Challenge started back in 2013 when a charity in the UK decided to get people involved in creating a healthier relationship with alcohol. But Dry January may prove to be not very difficult at all, because many people are already drinking less. U.S. stats show that per capita alcohol consumption has dropped to its lowest level since 2002, and it's younger people who are leading the way. The share of 18 to 34-year-olds who say that they drink at all has fallen by 10% in the last two decades, and Dry January is more popular than ever with web searches for the term in the first week of 2024, doubling compared to a year earlier. and alcohol sales at three major U.S. liquor chains plunged by 52% in the week of January last year. In fact, this month, many bars are now offering special mocktails and other promotions just to get people in the door. So it turns out that dry January doesn't mean that you're only supposed to drink Chardonnay. Who knew? But who did someone really have to come up with the way to make this month seem less, even longer? I mean, I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint of it's kind of weird. So you wanted to have a better relationship with alcohol. So the determination was not to have alcohol at all. I mean, that's different. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's good, bad, or other things, but man, it gets kind of to strange land when it's all said and done. So dry January is the way that we're taking a look there. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about, some stuff to think about, some stuff to lean into. No doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, I think it's time to bring in, you know, one of our favorite people, and let's bring in some John Smalls into our life and let him talk a little bit about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute. Because, man, I will tell you, John is the guy that gets us all motivated around here because, you know, he just has a totally different approach on life in regards of what's going on, and I like it. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and bring John in right now.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Jason. Larry Ellison said, "Both my mother and I were determined that we weren't going to stay on welfare. We always worked toward doing better, toward having a better life. We never had any doubts that we would." What an amazing success story. Larry is an American businessman and entrepreneur. He co-founded the software company Oracle Corporation. His net worth is estimated by Forbes to be about $209.6 billion U.S. dollars. Not bad for a kid who grew up with a mom on welfare. Now, how about you? Think of what you can do. No matter where you start in life, you can make a difference, and you can finish well.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your motivational quotes can be submitted for an upcoming program at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. I sometimes have a hard time believing that the words I say to God in private can affect the rise and fall of governments and the course of history. I choose to believe prayer has that kind of power because the Bible says it does, and history has shown it to be true. But it's not easy. My prayers often feel small and irrelevant, more like an exercise in futility than a world-shaping joint venture with God. Reminding myself that when you fill a pond with rock, that the first 100 loads disappear beneath the surface of the water helps some. But I still struggle. Lord, help our prayers to be fervent and effective. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Raising Our Safety Show.
At least 7 fatalities have been reported, and the Los Angeles County Sheriff warns that the death toll is likely to rise as a series of relentless wildfires tear through Southern California. Fueled by dry and windy conditions, the uncontained blazes have officials racing to control the widespread devastation.
Over 1,000 firefighters are battling at least 5 major wildfires across the Los Angeles region. The largest, the Palisades Fire in Pacific Palisades, has burned more than 19,000 acres, destroyed thousands of structures, and remains completely untamed. Meanwhile, the Eaton Fire in Altadena has consumed over 13,000 acres. No containment. More than 180,000 residents have been forced to evacuate as the flames continue to advance. David Lang reports.
On Tuesday night, Seoul Western District Court reissued a warrant to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol.
Corruption Investigation Office Chief Oh Dong-woon stated during a parliamentary hearing that they would thoroughly prepare for the execution of arrest as if it was the last chance. The warrant comes after a South Korean court Court initially issued an arrest and search warrant on December 31st over Yoon's brief implementation of martial law. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Nearly 24 million Americans enrolled in the Affordable Care Act during the final enrollment period under the Biden administration, setting a record.
This marks a 9% increase from the previous year, with a week still remaining for additional signups. The 2025 enrollment total includes 3.2 million new participants compared to last year, according to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Of the total, 20.4 million consumers from 2024 either selected a new plan or were automatically re-enrolled. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A passenger aboard a plane at Boston Logan International Airport opened an exit door while the aircraft was taxiing for takeoff, prompting swift action from fellow passengers, authorities reported.
The individual, a JetBlue passenger, is expected to face charges and be arraigned, according to Massachusetts State Police spokesperson Tim McGuirk. The passenger's identity has not been released. McGuirk noted that the incident occurred around 7:30 p.m., describing the door as being opened suddenly and without warning. Jim Kender reporting.
Former Congressman George Santos earned $400,000 selling personalized videos on Cameo, federal prosecutors revealed during a court hearing on Tuesday.
The disclosure was made as prosecutors opposed Santos's request to postpone his sentencing, scheduled for February 7th. They argued against the delay, asserting that the numerous victims of Santos's criminal schemes and the community writ large have a strong collective interest in the expeditious resolution of this case. Santos pleaded guilty in August to charges of wire fraud and aggravated identity theft, Kevin Sanders reporting.
Applications for unemployment benefits in the U.S. fell to their lowest level in nearly a year last week, signaling a resilient labor market with historically low layoffs.
The Labor Department reported that jobless claims dropped to 201,000 for the week ending January 4th, a decline from the previous week's 211,000. This figure marks the lowest level since February of last year. The four-week moving average, which smooths fluctuations, also decreased by 10,250 to 213,000. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Yeah, Dogecoin rules for some, that's for sure. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2021, more than 3,000 daily deaths attributed to COVID-19 are recorded for the first time in the United States. The number brought a cumulative death toll of the virus for over 375,000 people at that particular point. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Renee Rapp turns 21. Jared Kushner turns 44. So there you go. Let's see. Lyle Menendez turns 57. Andrea Swift, 67. Pat Benatar, 72. George Foreman, 76. Donald Fagen again turned 77. Rod Stewart, 79. So there you go. That's some birthdays going on today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Houseplant Appreciation Day and National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. Yeah, it's the Bittersweet Symphony, if you know what I'm talking about there. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, if you're having second thoughts, you're too ahead of most people. Yep, I said that. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you're magically turned into your 8-year-old self, what activity would you be most looking forward to this weekend? But would that be with the knowledge base that I have now or just going back to 8 period and we're just running with it? I mean, that's a different question. Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey found this is the number one thing in our home that we have too many of. What is it? Clothes hangers. My wife would probably say black shirts, but that's a whole other story when it's all said and done. Okay, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so as we talk about the world of music and entertainment. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. If you want to be happy, do not dwell in the past. Do not worry about the future. Focus on living fully in the present. So there you go. That's something to think about. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.